What Northeast Florida event setup requires 180 man hours, miles of wiring, and costs 25 grand? This is how a lot of people will be ending their Wednesday this week, sitting on blankets on the beach, watching fireworks over the Atlantic. The annual Jacksonville Beach Show is a year in the making.
We actually start planning this show for next year on July 5th.
Danny Turner is a general manager for the company Pyro Shows, and he's in charge of the Jacks Beach display.
We will actually perform for approximately 450 different audiences across the country doing their Independence Day shows.
Okay, so like everyone's hiring your company to do their fireworks.
Yes.
Regardless of how the economy's doing, he says people expect to see fireworks on July 4th, and they don't come cheap.
You could generally expect to pay about $1,000 per minute.
He says cities will tell his company how much they want to spend.
And then we tailor our show to their budget. So literally every show we do is a custom show.
The city of Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach are paying Pyro 25 grand for the Jacks Beach show and an additional 15 grand on security, fencing, and temporary restrooms. The Jacksonville Beach Parks and Rec Department says that doesn't include the extra police and fire hours to supervise this kind of event. Turner says planning for next year's show really gets going in October or November.
We actually start laying out, okay, this is the product that's going to go into the show.
The design. Whenever you're talking about designing a fireworks show, what all goes into that? You know, what gets the oohs and ahs?
I would love to tell you that I have this grand scheme and I'm like the most creative person in the world when it comes to fireworks design, and that would be a bald-faced lie.
Although Turner knows more than most people.
They kind of do it in what we refer to as scenes. So you're not going to do a chrysanthemum, willow, peony, crossette all at one time.
Obviously.
It'd be kind of like just scribbling a bunch of stuff on a piece of notebook paper.
After Jacksonville Beach says, okay, yes, we like the design, Turner starts meeting with the fire department and Parks and Rec starting in January and February. Talks that have led to today's setup.
There's a lot of manual labor. Our racks that we shoot the fireworks from weigh anywhere from 30 to 60 pounds apiece. Somebody has to get those from the parking lot down to the end of the pier.
Next, the assembly. Hammering nails, shoveling sand.
After that's all set and secure, then we'll actually start loading the product. You kind of become an electrician at that point.
Because the fireworks are wired into a firing system.
It takes five guys approximately 3 days, 12 hours a day. We're probably looking at close to 30 miles of wiring to make the show go.
He estimates the whole setup is probably 100 feet long and as wide as the pier. And when it's showtime, he says his team is on the pier with the fire department nearby to finally flip the switch.
You know, it's funny. Everybody sees the explosions and everybody thinks, oh, we're going to go light some fireworks. And we do that. But that part of the job is actually a very small percentage of what we do.
See the Jacksonville Beach fireworks display on July 4th, starting at 9. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.